A Journey into the Unknown. Book 15, Secrets of the Unknown. Chapter 18. The end of a lifetime is when decisions must be made. There are many, many opportunities to serve and grow. Returning to form is an attractive option to many, but there are other options as well. If a soul has raised its vibration to surpass the median level of humanity, then the sky is the limit. There is no glass ceiling in God. If a soul has reached Christ's level in form, then there isn't any value in returning. It has a been there, done that kind of feeling to the few who have made it that far. The individuality that most in form cherish is something that souls can keep for as long as they choose to, even as they move up through the ladder of dimensions. All souls are part of God, as God is part of God. Every micro droplet of God is vitally significant to the whole. Isn't it amazing to find out all of this? That you are part of God? And that you help God grow more of God? Pretty amazing stuff, huh? Now let's go back and take a good look at all that has transpired during this creative cycle of billions of years. The focus was on movement and relationship. How can one thought of God help another part of God? How much positive influence can be exerted? Big picture ideas concerned family dynamics and roles within prehistoric man, which was a project that started during the previous creation cycle. Animal life was also primitive. The focus there was on adaptation. Dinosaurs lived as long as the earth would support them, but we knew that they would have to either adapt or face extinction, because the earth would primarily house humans and smaller animals. Large amounts of time and energy go into the details of any kind of plant, creature, or element. It is our nature to work as a team of scientists when we create.